Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 26th, 2017. Today is the fourth Sunday in Lent. One of the Psalms appointed for today is Psalm 46. Here are the first four verses of that Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. One of the privileges of priesthood is the Sunday-by-Sunday distribution of communion. I watch as a person who stands in the center of this community called Trinity Church, as people come forward to receive communion. And oftentimes I'm privy to the challenges that they bring with them. The people who have health issues or relationship issues or work issues. Sometimes I know people whose lives are in tumult. It seems as everything has been turned upside down for them. And yet, they find space in their life to come and worship, to offer their prayers, and to come forward to receive communion. I am often moved to tears when I think about the weight that some of our parishioners here carry week in and week out. And yet, they bear up under that weight. They approach the rail. They extend their empty hands and receive what we believe to be the bread of life in the Holy Eucharist. This morning, I had another rare privilege of priesthood. One of our younger parishioners received communion for the first time. I had been alerted to the fact that she was going to receive. And yet, when faced with those tiny open hands and a beaming face, I was moved to joy. We can make a whole lot of comments about who understands what relative to receiving the Eucharist, but we all know what it means to be fed. And as I placed that Eucharistic bread in Cora's hands, it dawned upon me that if God is gracious, this was the first sacramental meal that she will receive in a lifetime of sacramental meals. I don't know what life has in store for Cora. I don't know the ups and downs, the difficulties, the challenges, the opportunities, the joys. I don't know any of that. But I know that the same God that is the refuge and strength for her parents and her grandparents will be her refuge and strength. I know that the same God that is the refuge and strength for her sister and brother parishioners, old and young, who are dealing with all manner of life's challenges, that same God will be her refuge and strength as her life unfolds before her. In a world that does seem tumultuous, lots of things moving, lots of things shaking, lots of things foaming, these moments at the rail on Sunday morning or at other times during the week afford the people of God to do something else the psalmist enjoins us at the end of Psalm 46. Be still then and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. My prayer for you, dear listener, is that at some point every day, but particularly on this first day of the week, this fourth Sunday in Lent, that you will have a few moments to be still and remember that God is God, a very present refuge, a tower of strength, the God who feeds us in the wilderness of life and who strengthens us for our journey. Be still and know that He is God. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that He may live in us and we in Him, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.